setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. This is a show about you and your contribution to this world. We're going to look at it through the work contribution. There really are only two areas that I think that we need to be on purpose and that we were created a purpose for. It's in our relationships, so the relational and then the professional. Because I just believe that we were created to work. That's the whole underlying theme of the show, is that we're created to work, created to contribute, to make the world a better place. We're not just here walking around and, well, we get a job just to pay the bills. That's what most people think of work, that I work to live, as opposed to I live to work. In other words, I was created to contribute, to make the world a better place. Somebody out there needs me to be me. And so when you come at it from that standpoint, we go, oh, this is why we long for meaning. You might just be in an okay job, great. But at some point you're just going, is there more? And I'm telling you, there is. Is the dream job this unicorn that's impossible to get? No. Does it come with trumpets and a red carpet? No. It just simply means I'm in my sweet spot. I'm using what I do best, my talent, to perform work I love, passion, to accomplish results that matter to me. I see great meaning in how I am contributing to this world. That's what we all long for. So let's help you figure that out. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Mandy's up first in Beaumont, Texas. Mandy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, thanks, Ken, for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
Well, my issue is kind of twofold. I own a cleaning and staging business that is about 2.5 years old. It's doing very well. And I don't know if they had a career day, but somehow at my daughter's school, it got brought up and she came home and she's basically being made fun of because I clean houses. Your mom isn't, she didn't go to school. She just cleans houses. And I really don't know how to handle that, because my first instinct is to go on the defense.
Yep.
And like, actually, I did go to college. I have 2 degrees and I'm not using them. So, I mean, but I don't want her to be ashamed of what I do.
Yeah, good.
So,
yeah. Well, how old is your daughter?
She will be 11 in May.
Okay. So she's old enough to get all of this. Do you own your own cleaning business? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, it's we do residential, commercial cleaning, and then home staging for houses that are going up on the market.
Okay, so number one, you're not just a cleaning company, you're a staging company as well, you know, and
right,
big time. So I would sit down with her and go, hey, let me explain what the business is. She may know, but I would still sit down and go, look, I'm not a cleaning lady, but first of all, there's nothing wrong with cleaning ladies. The world wants clean stuff, and it doesn't make you less than. I need you to understand that people who do trade type work and explain this to her, they're not less than. But we live in a world that has glamorized the big corporate office and all of that stuff. And so these mean kids at school are just mean kids. They don't even know what they're saying. Literally, they have no idea what they're saying. I am a entrepreneur. I am a founder. I am a CEO. That's what I am. And I'm not in there. It's not like I'm walking around cleaning toilets every day, but you've already made that clear to her that there's nothing dishonorable there either. So I think the issue is we cannot control kids saying stupid things. So you've got to help your daughter see how stupid what they're saying actually is and how incomplete those sentences that insulted her are. You just show her. And
right,
you just be calm about it and go, hey, you got to shrug that off. I know it hurts. I know it embarrasses you, but I'm not embarrassed of who I am. So I want to give you the full picture.
Right.
Here's how many people I employ. Here's all the different types of
work.
No, go ahead.
I want her to go to college. I want her to go, you know, that thing. But I also know the flip side of that is I have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree that I'm not using.
Yeah, remind her
of
that.
So,
remind her.
And we're doing very well. I mean, we're not big, but I don't want to be big because the bigger you get, the more responsibility you have.
Explain,
but I'm able to
explain all of that to her.
Get them to cheer and go to activities to where if I was working a 9-to-5 with somebody else, I wouldn't be able to do any of those things.
So, Mandy, the way you're sharing that with me, you've got to share that with her. She needs to hear that from you. You don't have to tell her how much you make because you don't want her, you know, spouting that off at school. But I'd stop short of, I would give her everything but that. And I would just give her the whole picture. Give her the ammunition. Not that she needs to fight back or defend herself, but give her the ammunition to fight the shame. That's all this is. This is silly kids saying stupid, uninformed things. And there's some shame attached to this. And she doesn't need to be ashamed. And you go in there head high and you tell her all those things that you just told me, plus what I told you to tell her. Just walk her through all of it. Now, I'll tell you what I would do, because I got three kids in school. I would call the teacher and tell the teacher this. Just say, hey, FYI, I'm good. Let me tell you why I'm good. But you need to know these kids are saying this. And so, you know,
okay.
I want you to handle that. I'd let the teacher know. But I would equip your daughter to go, wait a second. My mom's a business owner. She's not a cleaning lady. Give her the ammunition. Give her the talking points. Because this is a teaching moment. To me, this is less about her shame that is the source of this pain. But this is about teaching her the big picture of all the things you said. I choose to do this. I've got 2 degrees. I got a master's. I got a bachelor's. I don't even use them. This is what I do. Here's why I do it. And by the way, we do very well. Give her some fun ammunition too. You know, give her something fun to say back.
I wanted to do something other than just, you know, your normal kids are mean sometimes and you just have to ignore it and go like,
I'll
give her something besides
that. your instincts are right. I'm glad you called the show. I hope that helped you because that's what I do. This would be a teaching moment.
Thank you so much.
And I give her one little fun little comment. You know, something fun you guys did, the vacations you're able to do. Something fun where she's not insulting them or their parents or making fun of their status, but she's kind of just going, she's proud of something that you guys get to do as a family because of the money you make. I'd give her one little nugget to where she can go, well.
Awesome. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
That helps a lot. Yes.
Yeah. Listen, you're awesome, by the way. Love.
Thank you.
And by the way, reminder this, that you're a small business owner and small business owners are the backbone of the American economy. Give her little lines like that where these kids are just like, huh? She just shuts them down because it's like she's speaking in an alien language.
Right.
You know, but the big thing is head high. Head high. Your head has to be high. She'll take her cues from you. Not what you say, but what you do. Trust me on that. And I think every parent knows that. 844-747-2577. Boy, that gets me fired up. You know? It's like I want to do a show and tell video, Madison, for our entire audience. They can just send it in to all their kids' teachers and go, I'm going to do a rant on the trades versus the big-time college degrees. Just do a little education. Help these kids understand that what they're seeing and what they're being told is a bunch of crap. That it is the small business owner like the Mandys who provide the jobs for Americans, who clean buildings and clean houses and stage houses that keep the economy growing. These kids, they're just saying what they see. That's the travesty. I'm not upset at the kids. They're kids. I don't know what they're saying. But they do see it. Ooh, there's food for thought. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Folks, I like to stay in the know and support great companies doing great things. Have you heard of Burst? It's the sonic toothbrush everybody's talking about. Burst is loved by influencers and celebrities, not to mention hundreds of thousands of happy customers and me. See for yourself what everyone is talking about. Burst is the smart choice, and it's affordable. Visit burstoralcare.com and use code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. That's burstoralcare.com. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and then get on purpose. And we're going to look at the work side of things, your professional life, because there's purpose in your professional life. If there's not, there should be. And when you can get on purpose there, you'll begin to see that things in your personal life will improve as well. There's purpose. What's your why at work? What were you created to do in your work? Because somebody's on the other end of that. That's what this is about. It's not about your success. It's about the significance that you have, that you bring to the table. And what's on the other end of that? It's a contribution. You have a significant role that you were created to fill. You have a significant talent. So you have significant passion. You have a mission that is very significant in this world. So in fulfilling that significant contribution, you will see success and satisfaction come along with it. That's what we're about here on The Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Steven joins us in the Big Apple, New York, New York. Steven, you're on The Ken Coleman Show.
Yes, hi, Ken. Thanks very much for having me. Thank you for you, too, by the way.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure listening to you for the last couple of years.
Well, thank you, sir. How can I help you?
I'm calling because I need some clarity in some sort of job choices I have.
Uh-huh.
My friend and I played this really good game with each other. We said, can you... I felt like I have a couple of directions here, and I wasn't sure which one to go to. Maybe you can kind of clue me in on which one might be the better fit.
Okay, great. Let's start with the first option. How many, by the way? Two or three?
So how many options? Three.
Okay, great. Let's go with number one.
So number one was I'm a designer by trade. I've been a designer for many years. And it's fun, but it's sort of like I've done it and I'm kind of like over it. So I actually left my job in design about a week and a half ago, and I've had the ability to be at baby step number three with the Dave Ramsey program.
Okay, hold on one second. I want to clarify. Is that graphic design?
No, it's the fashion design, accessory design.
Fashion and accessory. Great. Okay, yeah. Keep going.
So I was thinking, okay, well, I could probably see if I can get freelance work with that, but meh. And then my friend was like, can you see me as a dress designer? And she's like, yes, I think that'd be great. And the second one was a person who's like a podcaster type, because I have a company called Drag Queen Tours. And so since it's a touring company, we haven't had any tourists in New York City, and I've tried to pivot it. Actually, with your steps, I opened this company last year in 2020.
Okay.
And did really well as far as like media and social media stuff,
okay,
but not many people have booked. So I was like, what happens if I pivot into something like a podcast? It's like, I think that you'd be great as a podcaster because you can interview people, you're very personal, and you're funny, and you're like kind of lively to talk to.
Okay.
So I was like, well, let's talk to a podcaster about it, which is why I'm calling you.
Okay, good.
And and the other one was like something of a costume designer, because that's something I kind of loved, and I like doing costumes, and it's creative, and just... And I mean, in some ways, it's like I need something out of the box, kind of. So, yeah.
Well, here's what's interesting. I think that you can do all three of these. I think they're so connected.
Because, they are, definitely.
Yeah, you know that. Because as a successful fashion and accessory designer, to move into costume design, I mean, that's just kind of a nice... It's an easy pivot to something a little bit different, but at your core talent and passion, correct?
Yeah, true.
So help me out. Is that costumes for Broadway, retail? Play that out a little bit.
I worked on a couple of film sets, and I really like the film aspect.
Film,
as well,
great.
As just like film slash theater, probably too, either or.
Okay.
I'm a bit in the midst. I've been actually looking to contact people about it, like reach outside and see who can get me in.
Okay.
I haven't gotten many bites in the last couple, like probably year. But it's like putting it out there and just making people know.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I've been using a proximity principle as much as I can on this aspect, which I have to say has been really helpful when I opened my tour guiding business last year. It was like phenomenal how much I went from point A to having a business and having people on my tours and everything else. It went boom, 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 boom in like a matter of a month and a half.
Good for you.
In a matter of 2 months, I had business and it was running and I had people on the business. I was like, okay.
Yeah. You got it.
Help.
You figured it out.
Now it's...
Yeah,
but now it's like, okay, what's the next step so that I can actually get something lucrative out of this?
All right, so are you currently employed as a fashion designer? Because the way you started the call, you're not. So you're out of work right now.
Yeah, which is, it's been kind of interesting. I'm like sort of giving myself some downtime, but now I'm like back in.
Yeah, is that pandemic related, or you just kind of walked away and said, I just want to find myself a little bit? What's the deal?
I had taken your test, the other test, like, should I quit my job a year and a half ago or 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And it took me a time to build, get rid of my debt and also fix my finances and everything else. And then finally, I agreed to basically ask my person I was working with, I'm saying, he had actually let someone go. And I said, well, he wanted me to step into the role. And I said, well, here's what I'd like to offer you. But I really want a salary increase and a few other things. And he said he couldn't do any of that. And so I was like, well, I can't really work here anymore. Otherwise, I'm going to be taking on two people's roles and I'm not going to get paid for it. And so he's like, well, okay, well, then we're going to let you go because we're not going to do whatever. And so in the meantime, so what he did was we had actually agreed where he let me go, but I can collect unemployment. So I'm like, all right, great. So okay. It's kind of like lack of work / combination because I like the person. The ethics weren't there.
Right, I got you. So there. With you being connected in fashion in New York City, which is the epicenter, you know, certainly of American fashion, can you get back in? Because when you look at these three options, I mean, you've got the relationships to be able to get back in. The question is, do you want to get back in? Is that right?
I sort of don't. That's okay. The thing is, I'm not really that. I like certain aspects of the people, and yep. I'm building my portfolio a certain way so I can get like a freelance gig for it. But like, dig it up more or less. But if something comes on, I'm like, oh yeah, that's awesome. Then right. Maybe I'll consider it. But
so okay, so there's your answer. So here's the deal. You gave me 1, 2, and 3. What I'm also wondering about is once the pandemic eases up and you can start getting into that live tour business, it stands to reason that you might want to bring some of that back as well while trying to make inroads as a costume designer for movies and television. Is that right?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Well,
it sounds great in theory.
Yeah, because, but we're in a holding pattern right now. So what I'm getting at is, feels like you might have to do a couple things. You're going to have to do something from a day job standpoint at some point, because if you launch the podcast, which I think you should do, to me, that is a low risk creative venture that if the thing takes off in conjunction with the same kind of storytelling narrative stuff you were doing with the live event tour, because that's an extension of it. You said that, not me. So the podcast is an extension of that. I say launch that because it's not going to cost you any money to do. It's not going to take a tremendous amount of time. You got the time now as it is, but at some point, you know, my strategy, you know what I teach. You're going to have to get a day job just to give you some stability while you're working the proximity principle, which you know how to do and you've proved it to yourself, to get either to LA or stay in New York and get into the television movie side of costume design. If that's where you want to go, which I feel that's what you want to do, I think it's a 2 and 3 combo. I think that's what you want to do. That's what you go for. That's what I'm hearing. And that's what I think you should do. And you just keep working it. You keep working the relationships and keep working it, keep working it, keep working it. And with your design ability and your chops, your credibility, I think it's only a matter of time before you break into costume design in the television film world. So to me, I'm just going to say, hey, keep your head down. Do what you got to do to stay in there. And I think you've got all the juice to do that. I think you've got the want to. I think you have the how to. So to me, launch the podcast, begin to think and plan through based on this live tour you were doing, this event thing, this, what does that look like when the pandemic allows us to get back into that? And if you enjoyed it, what's version 2 look like? How does the podcast complement that? Can the podcast set that up? I think that's fine. I think that's on mission for you. And then just, hustle, hustle, hustle and get into the costume design. You got this. It's very doable. 844-747-2577. That is the number to jump in. 844-747-2577. I'm going to talk about this a little bit later in the program. I talked about this on the YouTube show today. But for some of you who want to be a leader, there's a lot of you listening right now, you're doing work you enjoy, but you want to move up into leadership. I'm going to talk about that. How do you begin to make yourself more valuable and show leadership qualities? That's coming up. Don't miss it. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to The Ken Coleman Show, where we talk about your purpose. We talk about the path to meaningful work. And this is important because everybody longs to do something that matters to them. They just do. If you're just looking at work as this thing you do just to make enough money to pay the bills and maybe there's a little left over, you know something's missing. That's not what life's about. And so let's get you clear on what it is that you were created to do. Then we'll help you get qualified, then get connected, get started, get promoted, step eventually into that dream job, and then you work like nobody else. It's all about meaning and driving significant contributions to the world. Those that are significant to you, that's the contribution we're talking about. It warms your heart, fires your soul when you see, I am accomplishing these results that matter deeply to me. This work is available for you. Folks, I'm about helping you marry your impact and your income. Woo, that feels good, by the way, when you're doing that. I mean, there's a lot of you out there that are just looking for something more. Some of you are sick of the dead-end job. Some of you are so stuck, you don't even know where to go. Well, I'll tell you where to go. Here. You're one phone call away from getting unstuck. 844-747-2577. Ashley's up in Indianapolis, Indiana. Ashley, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Ashley. I am wondering how to talk to my boss about potentially searching for other positions.
Okay.
How and when.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the how, because we got to get that part figured out. And then the when takes care of itself. So first thing is, do you know of positions in your company that you are at least intrigued by, or have you gotten further than that and you're really interested?
Well, the positions I'm looking at seeking are outside of my company. I'm in kind of a unique pharmacy field where I do pharmacy finance and business saving on drug costs. I like to solve problems.
Okay, hold on. I'm so sorry. You have to forgive me. The reason I'm interrupting you is I'm confused why you would need to talk to your boss about positions that you want when these positions are outside of your company. That's where I'm confused. There's something you need to tell me.
I'm thinking about leaving my company.
Why do you need to tell your boss that?
Because someone else left and she reamed them really hard for not giving her a heads up.
Tough.
Yeah.
That's her problem, not your problem. You only tell your boss you're leaving when you resign. You don't say, hey, boss, I'm thinking about leaving. I don't know where. I don't know when. But because you screamed at somebody else for leaving you, I'm scared to death and now I'm telling you. What is healthy and normal about that?
That's true. I didn't think about it that way.
I know. That's why you called me and I'm on your team. Okay, but she's unhealthy.
Okay.
She is a big baby.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a challenge. So
yeah, but hey, we're thinking like about leaving. So here's the deal. We got to find something. We land it.
I potentially already did.
Yay! My point is, you don't owe her diddly squat of information until you have accepted the other position, at which point you come in and you tell her that you are leaving. And by the way, I am aware that you yelled at the last person. Please save both of us the time and energy because I'm not going to sit here and listen to it. I've just submitted my resignation. I'm going to leave well. But if you decide to yell at me, you can take my 2-week resignation and you can burn it. She's a bully and she's a baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You bet, Ashley. You're awesome. Listen, you don't let small people hold you back. She's a small person. Unfortunately, I wish I could help her. She needs to call my show and I could give her some help. But you could make that suggestion, by the way, when you give her the resignation. Say, hey, there's this guy I listen to and he says you're a small person, but the good news is you can be a big person if you're brave enough to call Ken and stop yelling at people when they leave you. Which, by the way, people leave leaders. They don't leave companies. Woo! I'm bringing it today now. Huh, come on. Let's just be honest. If you're leading a company right now, you're leading a team and people are leaving, you need to look inward and go, why are people leaving? And I got news for you. It's you. Well, Ken, that's not true. I'm a leader within the company and that's not true. They're leaving because of bigger issues. Again, people don't leave companies, they leave leaders. whether or not they're right or not. Now, that's the caveat. I'll put the asterisk in there because you could be a good leader and you could be leading a great company with a great culture and somebody still is mad about something. But I'm just telling you, on the surface, they leave leaders. And that doesn't mean that you're wrong, but it's just we got to look inward. Is this person super sensitive? Is this person got a problem about something that we said that we as a company go, this is who we are? They leave. Well, that's fine. But that's why they're leaving. Just letting you know that. Giving you full perspective. 844-747-2577. Anthony's up next in Atlanta, Georgia. Anthony, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. A pleasure to speak with you.
Well, the pleasure's all mine. What's going on?
So I have I'm currently employed full time and the environment is a little bit toxic. So kind of goes to what you were saying about leaving people, not companies.
Yeah.
And I have been looking for a job. I actually received an offer yesterday on another position. I like their values, their vision and all of that. However, it's about a $10,000 pay cut.
Okay. Is that an initial pay cut? Does there look like there's a ladder financially, within a reasonable amount of time? Or is that just kind of this is your lid and you're taking a $10,000 pay cut? Give me a little bit more about what you know about this move.
I'm not sure if there's any room for growth.
Why?
Because of the position that I have. So I'm a paralegal, and paralegals are within that range.
So this so this $10,000 pay cut, would that put you in the low or medium range for paralegals?
Medium.
Okay. So right now you're currently in the high range, but you can't stand the culture.
Correct.
Okay. So you have two options. Option one is you take this because you go, you know what? I'm miserable where I am. And I really like the values and the vision of this other company, and I'm going to figure out how to adjust my lifestyle for a $10,000 pay cut. Because if you spread $10,000 over a 12-month period, that is still a pretty good chunk, I'm guessing, in your budget, correct?
Yes.
So you either have to make adjustments and say, this is what it is, and I'm so miserable that I'm going to make this move, or you go, you know what? I'm going to keep looking. Because I'm already paid, so this is option two, I'm going to pass up on this one because I'm already making in the high range of paralegals, so why would I go backwards? I've got the qualification. I enjoy the work. I'm not going to just take the first opportunity to escape. So then you say, thanks, but no thanks. You say to them, look, I appreciate the offer, but it's a $10,000 pay cut. I'm assuming you haven't told them this. So you have nothing to lose. So in my option two, I say to them, hey, I appreciate the offer. I love your values. I love the vision. I would love to work for you. Here's the challenge. I'm already paid on the high end of paralegals and you're offering me a medium range and I just can't do it. I want to say yes, but I can't financially. I'm so sorry. I'm bummed. Walk away.
Okay.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Because they're going to go, oh. Okay, man, sorry, we can't come up. Our budget doesn't allow us to come up. We love you, sorry. And then you look for another opportunity, which is in a better culture where you're making on the high range. Do not take this $10,000 pay cut, but I would say it that way. There's tremendous power in walkability, walk-away ability. I'm going to make that term up, Joe. When you have walk-away ability, that should be in the dictionary. You know what that means? It just, you go, emotionally, I know what I know. I know why I know it, and I'm going to say no to this. Even though this is an escape from a negative situation, I'm strong enough, I'm big enough to withstand this misery a little bit longer to find a better opportunity. But in this case, I'm going to say to them, I'm worth $10,000 more. I'm not mad at your offer. Gosh, wish it would have worked out. And walk. Now we're going to find out real quick if they want you bad enough, right? This is like old school high school dating, playing hard to get. It works. And if it doesn't work, you're not supposed to be there anyway. More of your calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I am your counselor, coach, and cheerleader, all wrapped into one. as we take on your calls about making progress. Now, I don't know what progress is for you, but that's what you're calling. You're going, hey, I want to make progress. I'm stuck. I want to get unstuck. Could be stuck on what your ideas are for what you think you were created to do. Could be stuck on having gotten that promotion that you really want. Stuck not getting that job you've been trying to get. Hey, let's go. Whatever it is, stuck on a decision. A, B, and C. Ken, I'm not sure which one to do. We get a lot of those calls as well. I'm here for you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Niecy's up in Los Angeles, California. Niecy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you?
Niecy, I'm living the dream. How can I help you?
Okay, so I'm 28 years old. Uh-huh. I've spent my life in school, in college, and so I didn't really think about my life after college. I know that probably sounds weird, but now I'm just trying to figure out what kind of career would be right for me.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty new to the show, so I've found the Talent Passions Missions worksheet.
Yes, yes.
And I'm just working on that.
Good.
I'm sorry?
I said yes. Okay. Yes, I'm getting excited.
Okay.
Because I want to know what you come up with. Tell me what you came up with talent, the things you do best. What'd you come up with?
So with talent, one of the things, I love cooking.
Okay. Now wait a second. This is a fine point here, but I want to know what you're good at. We'll get to what you love later. So when you wrote talent, did you say you're good at cooking? Is that what you mean when you say I love cooking? Are you good at it?
I am good at it.
All right. Keep telling me those things you're good at. We'll get to the love part next, which, by the way, Niecy, a little clue here. There is always a tie between what we're good at and what we love to do. There just is. Okay. So you're really good at cooking. Okay. All right. Keep going.
Okay. So I wrote writing while I was in school. I enjoyed writing, but also my teachers told me, you know, that I was a good writer and things like that. So that's something that I'm passionate about.
Okay.
Or I guess that's one of my talents as well.
Yes.
And for me, I would love to do something creative in terms of I'm pretty good with my hands in a sense of if I watch someone do something, usually I can either replicate it or kind of do a version.
Does that come into play? That definitely comes into play in cooking, I'm sure. But does that also come into play from an artistic standpoint? Is that what you mean? Or is it more of a fixing, assembling? Tell me more about that.
Well, I think it's more an artistic standpoint.
Yep, that's what I thought.
I draw a little, I paint a little, but also like I've done, like I'm not necessarily trained in doing hair. I've done that.
Yeah.
You know, like little things like that. So things with my hands, good at.
You need to be doing something. Let me tell you what I've already learned about you.
Okay.
You need to be doing something where you are manifesting with your hands. In other words, you are creating with your hands because you're creating in your mind first and then your hands are making that creation a reality. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. So now that we know that and you're brand new to the show, I'm not going to keep walking you through because really the next piece is we look at mission, which as you know from the worksheet, the Career Clarity Guide, it's really the results you want to accomplish, the results you want to put into the world. So if you were going to just from what we know right now, I want you to let your heart speak. Will you promise me you'll turn your brain off and not worry about how you make this happen, but you just tell me what you want to happen? You got me?
Okay. I'll try that.
You got this. Just hey, look, don't think, just feel this answer.
Okay.
What would you do tomorrow knowing that you've got to be creative? You got to be doing something with your hands and that creativity and then the manifesting with the hands that you've already acknowledged. What would you do tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail? You would be guaranteed to be successful at it and you didn't have to commit to it for 30 years. It's just, woohoo, we're going to try a fun new professional adventure. What would you do tomorrow, Niecy?
I think I would travel and I would write. I think that would be something that I would do, definitely writing.
Okay, I need to talk about the work piece because I can't. This is not a hobby show, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand that.
So, what would you write about? Tell me, just say it. What would you write about?
Well, for me, I guess experiences. I don't know. I'm struggling with this. That's why I called.
No, no, you're good. No, you don't need to be sorry. Would you write about the travel experience? So would you love to be a writer for a Condé Nast and write about vacation spots and the food and the cuisine and everything? Would you love that? Yes or no?
Oh, that sounds great.
Well, now we need to pursue that. What does it take to get into that field? Figure that out. Do a day job until that becomes the dream job. The Ken Coleman Show continues from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. Thank you for your ears. I want to also have your head and heart so we can help you discover what you were created to do. And then come up with a plan to make that a reality. Because life is too short to just work a dead-end job and just kind of go through the motions. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Destiny joins us in Dayton, Ohio. Destiny, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Destiny. You know, you have the best name of all listeners that have ever called the show. Feels like we should have a lot of Destinies calling the show, don't you think?
Absolutely.
How can I help?
So I am 27. I'm currently a full-time dental hygienist, and I actually graduated college at 22.
Wow.
So I've been doing this for a little while. I'm in a position now. I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and my husband is going back to school to be a teacher. And after COVID hit, I kind of felt like I hit a wall where I just don't feel like I'm doing what my purpose is. I have been doing the Dave Ramsey steps, and I have facilitated classes, and
thank you.
I have helped friends and family with budgeting, and I feel like I've found my passion. And I recently just discovered that financial coach is actually a career field.
Yes, it is.
I'm just struggling with feeling okay with leaving my salary to potentially start my own business, which is not something I'm comfortable yet with the idea of.
Why?
Because I know nothing about it.
Yeah, but wait a second. If you sign up for Financial Coach Master Training at Ramsey Solutions, they're going to teach you how to do it. And then you stay involved with us after they train you, and they're going to help you grow your business. And you do it, and you do it on the side.
Because my husband is in school right now, I feel like this is kind of his time.
It is.
I don't want to take away from what he's doing.
Who says that you are? So let's just walk through this. And I'm not saying that you're wrong, but let's just examine what you think takeaway is. So he's going to be going to school full time. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. He currently has 2 more years left for his master's.
Is he working part-time at all?
He works full-time as well.
Oh, good for him. Okay. So you've got his full-time salary. Okay, great. And then you've got a great full-time salary. So just help me understand where your head is at. That if you were to sign up today, let's just play this out. If you sign up today at Ramsey Solutions to become a financial master coach, how is that taking away from him? Tell me, is that schedule? What are you worried about?
Well, I guess I do pick up a lot extra, like with the kids, just to help him stress-wise, so he can focus on what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to give any, because I've had my career. I've done my school. This is his first career choice.
Let me ask you a question, though. Have you talked to our team here at Financial Coach Master Training? You need to call them up, and you need to ask them what the time commitment is, what it looks like. Just get a real, have you done that?
I have actually attended like an informational Zoom meeting.
How much time would it require for you to do it the way you want to do it, to get the training?
It's I think it was 9 weeks altogether.
Okay. How much time a week? How many hours a week would that involve?
I didn't see that specifically.
I'd find out. That's what this is. Don't assume anything, Destiny. Well, you might find out that you can do the 9-week training and really crush it if you spent 5 to 7 hours a week on it. I don't know what the answer is. It's probably your own deal anyway. I think they're probably going to tell you, you do it as you do it.
Yeah, I think you move at your own pace.
Is it worth you getting up a little early? Is it worth you scheduling some play dates for the kiddos? Is it worth, you know, where you got some weekends or maybe do a couple Saturday mornings on it? I mean, what could it be done? I think you and your husband have to talk through that. I don't think you know enough to be able to make this decision that you have to put this off. Now, if you decide after you get the information, you think through your budget of time, because this is a time budgeting meeting is what this is. And then you're going
to
feel better.
I think it has a little bit to do with financial as well, just because we're paying for him to go to school. I'm like that little extra that we're throwing in our budget for him to go to school. I don't want to take away from me to do something else.
Okay, perfect. I can answer that too. So when you look at the cost of taking Financial Coach Master Training at Ramsey Solutions, you know what the cost is for that. You've looked into that and you go, how can I save up for that without taking the money out of the budget for my husband's master's? And if you come to the conclusion, Destiny, that you need to wait 2 years until he's done, that's fine. Financial coaching is still going to be there for you. This isn't a choice between now or never. Does that make sense what I'm saying? I think that's how you've positioned it in your mind. And it's like, I know you've been a dental hygienist for 6 years or 5 or 6 years, and you're going, there's no juice in the job for me anymore. Well, so you may or may not know my story, but I was selling sponsorships to live events while pursuing this dream of broadcasting. Do you think I had any juice for selling sponsorships to live events based on what you know about me, Destiny?
Probably not.
No, guess what? Who cares? It's called the day job. And you've got a really good day job that is helping your husband reach his dream, and you don't think he's not going to be excited to help you reach yours? Of course he is.
Oh, absolutely. He would be.
He's an amazing guy. You're an amazing wife. This is awesome. So this isn't now or never. It's now or later. You figure out if you can do it now. You might be able to. You might just be able to. Well, first of all, I can tell you, you can find the time to do the training. Question is, can you find the money, and how would you find it? And that's without changing the budget allocation for his work. Mm-hmm. That to me is the only issue. That determines now or later. And if you go, you know what, Ken, I could find the time, but I want to be with the girls. I want to help the hubs out a little bit. Great. So now becomes later. And if the answer is, can you wait 2 years to start this? The answer is absolutely you can, because you're a lady who's got a mission. And you want to do this full time eventually, because you're going to have to do financial coaching either part time or full time. You know, it's one or the other when you start. Mm-hmm. It's one or the other. Most likely it's going to be part time because you probably will still need your income.
Yeah.
So I don't know that you got to wait 2 years, but if you have to wait 2 years, it's fine. It's going to be a day job to dream job anyway. And you're going to build that financial coaching business until it gets to the point that it can support, you know, a good chunk, if not all, of your current salary.
Yeah.
So patience is the game anyway.
That's what I lack in.
Hey, join the club, right? Listen, I don't want you to have any shame at all. That's welcome to be a human being. You've got a vision. You want it to happen tomorrow. You want to help people. You want to coach them in their finances. You don't want to clean teeth anymore. You want to clean their budget up. I get it. But I want you to understand, it took me 7.5 years to get here to Ramsey Solutions and another 2.5 to step into this opportunity. It was worth it.
Okay.
So it's not now or never. It's now or later. You and your husband get to determine if it's now or later. Got it?
I hear you. Thank you very much.
You clear now?
I'm clear.
You got this. Hey, I'm hoping that I'll get to see you soon in Nashville. When you come into Nashville, maybe to celebrate going through FCMT or whatever, but hope to see you in an event or hope to see you here. And what you're doing really, really matters. So be patient while you persist.
Thank you.
There's something you can do.
Thank you.
You got this. Appreciate the call. 844-747-2577. You know, folks, what I love about what Destiny's call reveals to us is this reminder that it is so hard to wait, isn't it? And I don't mean immature wait, like you don't want to wait on your food or you don't want to wait for a seat or a table in a restaurant. I don't mean that kind of, you know, kind of just immature surface waiting. I mean, it's hard to wait on something that your heart longs for, whether it's healing, emotional healing in a family member or for yourself. It's hard to wait on meaningful work, when you know what you want to do, why you want to do it, how to get there, but got to wait to get your financial house in order. I get it. I've been there. But I can just tell you, it's always worth it. Don't quit waiting. My time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes to wait. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Chris Hogan Show.
I am so excited to be able to talk to you all week in and week out. We're going to talk about your money, your life, your dreams, and your goals. You know why? Because I'm your coach. Whether we're talking about building wealth, paying off your home early, investing, paying for college, and guess what? How to become an everyday millionaire. We're going to focus on taking your calls because you matter to me. Together, we can do this.
The Chris Hogan Show is available wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to ChrisHogan360.com.